Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Archer and Mia with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Queensland opposition leader David Crisafulli is again under fire for a government grant that the LNP had given to his company a decade ago. In 2014, the then LNP government granted $320,000 to Southern Edge Training to build a call centre in Townsville that Crisafulli ran from 2015 to 2016. The company became insolvent in 2016 after not being able to pay creditors and traded while being insolvent. Premier Stephen Miles called on the opposition leader to explain, but Crisafulli asserted that Labor were renewing attacks on him. Despite numerous supermarket inquiries, Australians are struggling to keep pace with cost of living, with essentials becoming increasingly out of reach. With the spotlight on the supermarket industry this year, the federal government has committed to making the Food and Grocery Code mandatory, which will see large supermarket chains fined for mistreating suppliers. However, experts, including Helen Bird of the Swinburne University of Technology, question whether current government intervention will successfully lead to cheaper prices. In national news, Suncable has received an environmental approval from the Albanese government for its Australia-Asia Powerlink project located in the Northern Territory. The company plans to build a 10-gigawatt, 12,400-hectare solar farm near Elliot and transfer electricity to Darwin via an 800-kilometre transmission line, then onto Singapore. The project aims to pave the way for the next phase of industrial-scale electricity by 2027.
An ancient indigenous practice credited with boosting Australia's performance at the Paris Olympics is likely to become an ongoing feature at future games. For the first time, a yarning circle was included at Australia's Athletes Village. A yarning circle is a learning tool used by Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander cultures to share stories, build relationships, and unite communities. The team's deputy, Chef Demission, says it helped set the scene for athletes and boosted their performance. In international news, trigger warning for listeners that this next story features sexual assault. Hundreds of protesters gathered in Badlapur railway station in India on Tuesday to protest the recent sexual assault of 2 4-year-old girls in their nursery school. The assault comes mere weeks after the sexual assault and murder of a trainee doctor in Kolkata, marking the crisis of gender-based violence. Badlapur's Chief Minister Eknath Shinde has launched an investigation at the victim's school, urging that no one will be spared if found guilty. For your weather today, Brisbane is clear and sunny. It's currently 20 degrees with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zz.org.au.